We considered five policies. First one was basically we just list and ban all species that are known to have become invasive, and it's a mandatory ban. The second policy would be to screen and ban plant species that from now on that have a high likelihood of invasive. So these are new species that we bring in from now on, which might appear to have the characteristics of an invasive. And so we screen them, and then we ban those that are most likely. The third policy, C, would be to screen and ban species with a high likelihood of invasive, but it's voluntary, that the industry does it itself. And they just say, right, we're going to screen our own species. And then the final two policies were the economic ones. An environmental fee, which would be a flat rate that the industry would pay to cover the possible costs of an invasion if it occurs. And the final one would be a tax that would be different for different species depending on their likelihood of invasion. Well, what's interesting is that we asked a wide range of stakeholders, from farmers and agriculturalists who are affected by it, environmentalists who don't like invasions. We asked the horticultural industry itself. We asked government experts. We asked wildlife managers, such as parks and professionals who manage our wildlands. And they all preferred one policy, which was to, which we called Policy B, which was to screen and ban species with a high likelihood of invasion and to have a mandatory policy. That, in other words, that from now on, we should implement a screening policy that we looked at all new exotic species brought in by the horticulture industry, and we screen all of them, but we ban those that have a high likelihood of invasion.